Exclusive, Megyn Kelly, Carrie Lake, others on what Trump needs to do to win in 2024. By Katherine Hamilton on February 25, 2024. Prominent conservatives offered tidbits of wisdom when asked by Breitbart News's Matthew Purdy during CPAC 2024 what former President Donald Trump should do to win the presidential election in November. Megyn Kelly, host of The Megyn Kelly Show, pointed to President Joe Biden's apparent cognitive decline, which was extensively detailed in a report by special counsel Robert Hur released February 5. Honestly, like the less we see of Trump and the more we see of Joe Biden stumbling and slurring and failing, I think that could work, Kelly said. Watch, supercut, Biden squeezes, grabs, rubs and sniffs. Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake said the former president must keep doing what he is doing. He's igniting the spirit of America, really the spirit of our founding fathers, Lake said. She added, we have 9 or 10 months to save America, but said she is so encouraged to see how engaged conservative voters are ahead of a highly consequential election. I actually get chills thinking about how I'm seeing everyday people who've never been involved in politics, stepping forward, showing up at conventions like this, getting involved, calling our office, saying, how can we get involved? She added. President Trump needs to keep doing exactly what he is doing, reaching the people of this country with his incredible hard work and policies that are going to bring us back to some strong economic times, safety and security, and world peace, she concluded. Watch, Carrie Lake, Trump wants someone who is America first for vice president. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former White House official and host of the America First with Sebastian Gorka podcast, flipped the question on its head, instead asking Americans what they are doing to fight for the nation. It's not what former President Donald Trump needs to do, it's what we need to do, Gorka said. On the day of the midterms, I was in Mar-a-Lago with the president listening to him launch his re-election campaign. Where was my wife Katie? A woman who hates politics because she's sane? She got up at 4 a.m. that day, she came home at 10:30 p.m. at night. What was my wife doing for 18 hours? She was the chief election officer for our district of the Commonwealth of Virginia to make sure no hanky-panky, no shenanigans, Gorka noted. Watch, Gorka, Biden's open border is the greatest threat to the U.S. You need to be part of that. So whether it's running for the local school board, being an election volunteer official running the elections, we need to get out there. The last election, Katie and her team knocked on 18,000 doors, he continued. Gorka concluded by telling conservative voters to be brave and not wait for others to act on their behalf. What were you doing? Take it personally. If you're annoyed at my question, good. Because it's up to you, he said. This nation isn't meant to be saved by somebody else. It's meant to be saved by us. President Trump is going to win if we do our part. God bless.